Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Fala taghurrannakum alhayatud dunya wala yaghurrannakum billahil gharur. La tawarruq al-asis. That just because this world is a master of disguise, a deception, that shouldn't be the reason why we get fooled. Allah Ta'ala has made that everything in this world is different from its reality. The Akhirah, everything is such that what you see, and as soon as you go closer to it, it becomes better. The closer you go to the things of the year after, the more its beauty comes out. It looks like a beautiful fruit, but when you approach it, it might be something else even more better. You might see the beautiful sand of Jannah. As you will go close to it, you will see it is like musk. You will see the bricks of Jannah. You will go closer to it, you will see it's gold and silver. You will see the beautiful woman of Jannah. As you will go to it, you will just find them purer and purer and purer. وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. Everything in Jannah you will see. You will say, I know this. As soon as you will come close to it, you will realize something totally different. This world is the opposite. How it looks from far, when you go closer to it, you realize it's very far from that. The beach looks so beautiful. As you go closer to it, you see the ants, you see the insects, you see the crabs, you see the stones. You don't see it from far. The beautiful house so looks so beautiful. As you enter it, you find the expenses of the house. If Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with an eye, he will be able to see reality, although everything around it is different. So there were those who were able to see the reality of a Nabi. From Nabi Nuh alayhi salam till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two groups. One group would say that, how can we follow you? We find you to be a man like us. وَمَا نَرَاكْ اِتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأْيِ. Said, number one, you are a man like us. There's nothing great about you. They couldn't see anything in him. They said, number two, we find lowly people following you. وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. After you said you're the Nabi of Allah, we never found wealth coming. We never found angels coming to help you. You're even worse than us. They looked at the outside. From Nuh alayhi salam, Sarah told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one group who looked at the outside around a Nabi. They found low people, weak people following him. They said, send these people away. The Nabi will say, وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدٍ. I can't send them away. You are looking at the outside. Allah knows what's in the inside. اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. So one group looked at an outside. They couldn't find even a Nabi. And one group, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with an eye. They were able to see through the outside. When you see through the outside, you only see goodness, only goodness, only goodness. But it got to do with which eye we have. The day Dajjal will show himself, there will be one group who will see him. There will be disbelievers, there will be many Muslims, Allah save us all. They will look him in the eye. But he will have nothing which they are expecting to be called Dajjal. That's why he is known as Dajjal, the master of disguise. You will look in him, in him, in him. Someone will say, this is him. And the man will say, no way. I know about Dajjal. This is not Dajjal. They could not see a Nabi. They will not see the anti. And there will be another group, how it always was from the beginning. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with an eye, they could see right through. The eye has to be trained, and then there is dua from Almighty Allah. But to train the eye before that day comes, and Allah save us all on that day, to be able to pick up who the liar is, to be able to train that eye already in this world, look at what's happening around us, and train the eye to say it's not like that. And the best place to start is with death. The best place to start is with death. They say in their world, life is a gift. And that is why when life comes in a house, everyone is laughing. celebrating. Life is a gift. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us another sentence. He said, rather say, death is the gift. Death is the gift to the believer. They say life is a gift. We say life is a test. Life is a test and death is a gift for the believer. Amazing this world is, when the test starts, everyone celebrates. Everyone celebrates. It's like how this world is. After they finish their last exam, the results are only coming out after 3 months. They're already celebrating. You tell the man, you're celebrating before exam. You say, even if I fail, so much, rather enjoy now. In this world, they are celebrating when the exam starts. And people mourn when the gift comes. This is a deception of this world. Then you will visit the grave. And how simple that grave looks. This eye has to be trained. It has to be trained so well, so well. The first group who were trained, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, you'll remember my words. There will be nothing more beloved to you than death. When that armies went in the world, Khalid radiallahu anhu could write on behalf of his entire army, I have people by me who death is more beloved to them than life is to you. They were able to see through. When martyrdom would come in a family, there was celebration. When martyrdom would reach the mother, your son has gone, she would say, I bore him, I gave birth to him for this. Then came a time where life became the gift and death became the burden. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on that day, Allah will bring the enemy upon you. That sickness now has come, Allah is taking it out of the Muslim ummah. Jihad fi sabilillah takes out that sickness. What's happening in the Mubarak lands of Gaza is taking out that sickness. Again, the world is going to see a group of people who death for them is a gift, life for them is a test. Every new child born in there, they say, Allah save you. Life is a test. Soon as the child is born, they'll say the first word, may Allah save you from the exam. The eye has been trained now. And as soon as martyrdom hits that family, they go there and say, Mubarak, you made it. It is that group who will lift up the flag of Islam in the world. Me and you also have to train our eye. You see a grave, then you say, what's on the outside and what's on the inside? What a difference. It looks so sad on the outside. For the believer, it's so enjoyable on the inside. And once a person starts training the mind, we have visited houses where janaza took place. We visited houses where the person passed away and people around, before the one passed away, a woman passed away. Her wasiyat to her husband was that I told everyone around me, death is a gift. How can it happen that if me or you pass away, we cry? Whereas crying is allowed in Islam. It's allowed. But that's called the natural cry. Natural. She said, how can, after I told so many people it's a gift, and when Allah gives me or you the gift, we cry? I visited that house to see a man who smiled. On the death of his wife at a young age with small children, the children were keeping it in because the mother had said, either me or your father is going first. No one was crying. In front of us, no one cried. Yes, behind the scenes you must cry when no one is in front. But in front, he smiled. That husband then came to me after I left the house. He came to the car. He said, I never thought I will see a day where I will lose my one who I'm so close to and I'll be able to smile still. He said, my wife, she prepared my mind that either you go or I go, it's a gift. When that gift comes, we'll embrace that gift. In South Africa, if you could see people, it means the world is changing very fast. Me and you must also make the change. Life is a test. As soon as life comes in a family, you lift up your hands, oh Allah, inni u'idhuha bika, inni u'idhuhu bika. It's a girl, u'idhuha, I put her in your protection and her children from the devil. Life is a test. It's a boy, inni u'idhuhu bika wa dhurriyatahu min ash-shaytanir rajim. I put him in your protection Imam Nawawi rahimullah has written, where adhan is given in the one ear, iqama is given in the one ear, he said it is also preferable that sometime, whenever you got the chance, you go to the small child, and by the ear you say, Allahumma inni u'idhuhu bika, or u'idhuha bika, if you don't know the Arabic, O Allah, I put him and his progeny in your protection from the accursed devil. Meaning the test has started. But when the test ends, then you say, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. That the game is now only starting. You are the guest of Allah. Death must become beloved to the believer. Life is the test. Play with this word a lot on your mouth, on your tongue. Life is a test. And death is the gift for the believer. And it must make us that in our own janazas, you see a person smile. With the tear coming down, you see the person smile. The gift has come. The gift is being opened up. If you allow your eye to decide to your heart what's happening in the world, then that person will not see Dajjal when he'll show himself also. That person could not see a Nabi of Allah where he'll see anything else. You allow the heart to dictate to the eye, you will be able to smile when everyone else cries. You will be able to be sad when everyone else is laughing. You will see comfort in simplicity. You will see exams in wealth. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns after the Fajr Salah. He says to his companions, it is not poverty that I fear upon you. No one likes poverty. The eye of a Nabi. He says, rather I fear when the world will give out its treasures. And then you will start competing. And then it will destroy you like it destroyed the people in the past. A sahabi says, wealth comes with goodness. But when the eye of a Nabi, you see through that also. He says, we see the wealth, but watch out, watch out, watch out. This eye, before the coming of the biggest liar in the world, this eye must be able to pick up realities. May Allah Tabarakallah allow us to be blessed with an eye that can see through falsehood and can see the truth, but start with death. Look at the graveyard and say, what's your outside picture and what's the inside? What a difference. We visited a graveyard. The graveyard was in non-Muslim countries. It's not like here where the Muslims look after it so well. Non-Muslims look after the whole graveyard. So the graveyard of the believers was not so nice. And there was a very great alim buried there. That's where we wanted to go visit that grave. It was like a forest. It wasn't looked after well at all. Even the people who took us, they had to actually make a path. As we're going there, we looked at the graveyard of the Christians. It was like a garden. Then while standing there, I said this here to the people around, look at the deception of the world. Look at their garden. But if anyone knows what's happening under that garden. I said, look at this great alim. There's no one to even remove the thorns over his grave. But if anyone knows what's happening inside this man. What a world of deception. The garden is the fire. Thorns and bushes and the fire is Jannah. The one who's been blessed with the eye, you will be able to see it tomorrow. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all with that eye. Wa sallallahu ala nabihi al-kareem wa ala ahlihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.